Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the mythic mama herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June.
It is episode 254, June 5th. Let's get right into it. In the transits today, Venus ingress Leo.
Go dancing. Kick up your heels.
And Venus opposing Pluto.
Tap into what is across from you.
And Friday, June 9th, Mercury sextile Neptune.
You're able to cope with difficulties.
And Sunday, June 11th, Pluto retrograde ingress Capricorn.
Still working on restructuring.
And Mercury trine Pluto retrograde.
Stay put, find the change.
And Mercury ingress Gemini.
Social hour.
And Venus square Jupiter.
What is too much?
Then in talisman time, Sandy has finished up to increase good spirit, as well as two upcoming to gain spiritual protection and to widen and broaden my social network. Then on the horizon, we have our June forecast and cheat sheet PDF ready for you, as well as a new talisman webinar coming up August 13th. Then in our house, Sandy and I chat about old friends and new friends. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
The story. Hello, Mythic Mama.
I'm in it to win it. In the mythology books.
It's very cool.
I started the charting for the Greek retreat where we're teaching mythology in everyone's natal chart. Everyone has a heliacal rising star, a heliacal setting star. And some people I don't have one. I don't think you do either, if I recall, but some people have a star on the pivot, one of the four pivot points when they were born, and this star stays with them the whole year, their whole lives.
Cool.
So, and what other planets are in Perron or Perrin? I use Bernadette Brady's. She's actually her work is helping me, you know, find these placements in everyone's chart. So it's going to be so magical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is. And that's all happening at the Greece retreat happening in September. So
right now we just sold another slot. So right now we have really one single left or two doubles. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple people looking at it though. So we'll see.
Yeah. So, all right. It's episode 254, June 5th. I want to go direct to all of you listeners. Thank you so much for sending in your feedback. This one is from Alicia. She says, Sandy was so thorough and detailed in her reading and explained everything so I could understand how my chart influenced my life.
I think I might know who that is. She's from a different country and runs retreats around the world. So I like, thank you. Thank you, Alicia.
If anyone has any questions, general questions that you've just always wondered about, I would love to start answering a few of these in short synopses in the going direct section. So send in your general questions and we can answer those here. So let's move into the transits where we have a full week starting.
Can I also... You know how I was telling you last week on the podcast when I was writing for this month's aspects, I was listening to songs, right? Mm-hmm. Random songs on Spotify. And so I'm going to link these aspects to songs. I'm going to do it all month because it was just like, wow, I'm writing this and a song comes on. I'm like, that's what I'm writing about right now. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my whole playlist. Even my mom is like, I really like this music, Sandy. And I got a funny story about that. Maybe we can share in the
our in house. The
But yeah, I want to talk about that as we go through the week's aspects. It's a big week, but it'll go fast, kind of feeling.
Okay. So should we start with Monday, June 5th, Venus ingress Leo?
Right. So at 8:46 a.m., Venus moves into the next sign, the fire sign of Leo. So this is Venus in Leo wants to express in a energetic, dramatic way. So get your fancy dresses on, go dancing, kick up your heels, sign up for fun. You know, what do you enjoy? Take pleasure in that. See how much laughter you can create around you, right? Mm-hmm. And this stays here because this is where Venus retrogrades. We're going to introduce our Venus in Leo, Venus star point, because this is where she will retrograde in the sign of Leo. So she will stay here, believe it or not, until October.
Hmm.
That's a long time to be kicking up your heels. So, you know, we had one or two people in Bali that were saying, you know, they want to commit to learning some dances, right? To taking some dance lessons. So you could take up any kind of fun, entertainment, actually any hobby, any type of self-expression
or play,
creative sport, and really practice it for, you know, from here we are June through October. It's mm-hmm. a long time to get to practice, to get, you know, elevated in some sort of form. So, you know, usually Venus will take 4 weeks to go through a sign, and 3 to 4 weeks, actually depends on her speed. But here it's, you know, June. So that's June, July, August, September, and she leaves early October. So that's 4.5 months.
Right. And also I do have a Leo meditation on astrology meditations. So that is a very cool one. And it's, guess what? It's dancing.
Oh,
it's a dancing meditation.
Exactly. And the song that came up while I was writing this was John Smith's Far Too Good. Is the name of the song, mm-hmm. Far Too Good for Keeping Down. How brilliant did that relate to sign up for fun? What do you enjoy? Take pleasure in it. You're far too good for keeping down.
Yeah. And also life is too good for keeping it too far down, right? Because it's like, we all know that those moments of challenge and hard work and really focus and dedication are going to be there, but also it's good to divert our focus and turn towards the play, turn towards the creativity, maybe the little risk taking of Leo.
Yeah. Jokes, go to a mm-hmm. comedy show, find a whole bevy of jokes somewhere and
try them out.
Say it to your family around the kitchen table. It's like, see
dad what jokes are good too. I love dad jokes.
Dad jokes or blonde jokes, as I need my coloring done.
Yeah, I like that one. So the same day, just later in the day, Venus opposing Pluto.
All right. So this is when, you know, this is at 0 degrees. Venus comes in and does this opposition because we got Pluto retrograde in the 0 degrees of Aquarius. And this is the hot spot. Over the last couple years and the years to come, is this 0 degrees of Aquarius, this fixed placement. So tap into what is across from you. It's an opposition, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that person or group may have something important to add? You have something, you're both equally balanced in this opposition, that you both have something to say. And remember that your input has gravitas as well. So, you know, but only part of it. So only part of what they're saying and only part of what you're saying needs to be brought to the center of the table. So it's not all about you. This is power plays and it's not all about them, but they may not know that, right? So allowing and freeing to have that attention brought to the center. And again, this song that came on here was Tracy Chapman's All You Have Is Your Soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Hunger only for the taste of justice. So coming to an equal justice, right? Coming to a balance, coming to the equation of I can give this part and you can give this part, and together we have a whole.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's this Pluto and we don't want power plays here. Right. So again, I think that's, you know, hunger only for the taste of justice, not for the shiny apple. I'm trying to get it all.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so moving on to Friday, June 9th, Mercury sextile Neptune.
And this is a sextile. This is about opportunities that that are existing in your environment to tap into. And this is able to cope with any difficulties. Today's messages can work in your favor. Be imaginative for it to work out the best. So, you know, don't shy away from anything that seems an issue or an obstacle. It's not that an obstacle. It's the ability to move over something, kind of come up with a way to cross that barrier. And what song came up here was, and I've never heard this band, Gone Beyond.
Me neither.
Never have. They sing this, I leave my sorrow and worries by the sea. For my skin is dry, so I let the waves wash over me. I keep running. Let's see. And as the hot sand burns my feet, I keep running towards the sea.
That is so very Neptunian.
Right? And it's like the movement, Mercury, you know, the messaging, it's kind of like, keep running, like you're going to get there. You're, you know, how many times have we done that? You know, going to the ocean, going to the beach, and we think, oh my gosh, the water's right there. But which is cool, but the sand is burning hot.
Yeah.
And how can the hot little grains burn while within steps is the cool water that washes over me? Just the whole hot, the dry to the cold, to the wet. Really interesting, because the Mercury in this day on Friday the 9th is Mercury is in Taurus. Taurus, the land, the ground, the earth, right? And really close to the Neptune in the Pisces with the water. Just, it was just so.
That is very cool.
Very magical of me writing and tuning in. It was like, am I imagining that, or did I pull that in? And it was just perfect timing that these vibrations of the music was catching what I was needing. So,
and I think you were listening, you know, you were kind of in that creative space of openness and, you know, contemplation. And then there were those lyrics kind of speaking to you. So
really, I'm giving you the, and I don't think we get red flagged here or black flagged or whatever that's called, since we're not playing the music, right?
No, we're not playing the music, right?
Which I know we can't, because I want to, but at least we're giving you gone beyond. I leave my sorrows and worries by the sea. Check that out. That might be my favorite of all these.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so moving on to Sunday, June 11th, we have four transits on this day, starting off with Pluto retrograde ingress Capricorn.
So Pluto's retrograde, he was just at 0 degrees of Aquarius. Now he's backing up to 29 of the prior sign, which was Capricorn. And, you know, Pluto moved into Capricorn at zero, you know, at the beginning of the degrees of this sign. There's 29 degrees. It starts at zero, goes to 29. In 2008. And so now we're still, and we noticed that the last, you know, 20 years really has been about restructuring. And so here we're still working on that restructuring. So it's the first tap back into Capricorn, and it stay and he stays here until January. So he's here for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Then he moves forward again, goes back into Aquarius. Then he backs back into Capricorn one more time in 2024. So there's a lot of movement back and forth on this angle. So Pluto still is trying to permanently change possibly government, finances, any structures that have been developed over a long period of time that are set. They're set, they're built, they're already built. And what is what everybody knows that's moving around. We can see that with AI. We can see that with currencies are changing. We can see that with, you know, our bank branches are closing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that in all types of places where we thought things were secure are not so secure. The song that came on here was What You Don't Do, but the closer we get, the less we need to do. I forget, I can't read who sang this, but it's kind of like what we don't do, but the closer we get, we don't need to do. It's doing itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me a little bit of AI. The closer we get to all these technologies, the less we have to do. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's very interesting. Yeah.
Is it even good?
Yeah. Is it even accurate? So Sunday, June 11th, the second transit is Mercury trine Pluto retrograde.
Right. So now here, Mercury is still in Taurus just for a little bit, for another couple minutes. Stay put here. This is a trine. Find the change. Find the change that can be happening. Be sure. Be sure of this change. Feel grounded. Make sense of a situation. Take a realistic approach. That's what works out. It's easy to find the point, right? The point of where everything stems from, right? It's kind of like me in the garden, you know, when we're weeding, it's easy to take what looks like above the soil, right? Like, oh, here's a dandelion or here's the mm-hmm. clove that's growing. And, but if you don't get down below, get to the point where the root system that keeps things growing.
Yeah.
Because that's Pluto, right? Mm-hmm. So finding the point that if you take that out or if you identify it, that's where all things grow. The song that came here is John Hyatt's Have a Little Faith in Me.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. So what is the change that needs to help happen? What do you need to fertilize? Right. What's that root that you need to either further fertilize to grow or
pluck.
Mm-hmm. Which, can I say this? I saw this on the other day, and you may know this. What's the difference between love and like?
Like, I feel like is more fleeting, and love is more eternal and wholesome.
If we use a flower, which, you know, I'm in the garden with my mom all the time, which I love, it's a beautiful garden. Yeah. So we should show people a video of it. If you like something, you will, like if you like a flower, he used the identity. If you love a flower, you'll pluck it. If you like a flower, you will pluck it. But if you love a flower, you will fertilize it, give it water, and let it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful in this context, you know, stay put, find the change here. Are you plucking it or are you nurturing it?
Right.
Yeah.
I like that because especially when it comes to love, it's about longevity and, you know, really doing the best you can for that being. Mm-hmm. And you know, you want that flower to keep growing and you want it to stay alive and thrive and grow and so
blossom and give
right.
fruit.
And stick around, right? You don't want it just to be like, oh, it was pretty for a minute and then it died and I threw it away. So the third transit of Sunday, June 11th, Mercury ingress Gemini.
Woo woo! Social hour, question mark. Well, it's at 5:27 a.m., right? So is it social hour?
Like maybe not here in Chicago.
Get an early start, right? You're able to get so much done today. So, hey, if you have your list ready, you can get smack to it right away. You know, you think you, you know, and this is funny for me because about 5 years ago, I never knew the terminology of I'll get around to it. You know, we've heard that, right? We've heard that.
Right. Yeah.
And when I get around to it, I'm going to get that down there over there. I'm going to swing by there. I'm going to finish that. When I get around to it. Right. But around and around and around and around. Right. And you really basically, it sounds like you're going to do it one day, but you know, you're, it's not, you're not focused on the thing.
Okay.
And at some point about 5 years ago, a friend of mine, found this round, it was a wood thing, a wood round. And she wrote on it, to it, T-O-I-T. And she handed it to her husband. And because he would always say, when I get around to it. So she said, I'm giving you a round, shaped round.
Yeah.
And I wrote on it to it. So now you got it. Now you can get all those chores done.
Remember all those chores you said over the last 20 years? Well, here you go. Here's your round to it.
That's great. And it kind of reminds me of that is like get an early start. You know, it's time to chat, share. Mercury rules Gemini. And so when Mercury gets into Gemini for about 3 weeks, there's a lot of connectivity. There's a lot of synopsis. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of learning and talking and listening and sharing. It certainly is a
energetic.
Energetic for interests and using your mind, using your mouth, using that vocal chakra, you know, the throat chakra.
Mm-hmm. And then the final transit of Sunday, June 11th in the week, Venus square Jupiter.
Venus and Jupiter together in the sky, they are squaring, which is a 90 degree angle, but there's reception here. And the reception is, what reception means is when one planet is in aspect, has to be aspect to another planet, and that planet is in either domicile of the planet that's witnessing or in exaltation. So here we've got Jupiter is in Taurus, right? Jupiter's going to be in Taurus all year.
Mm-hmm.
So any aspect coming from Venus who rules Taurus. So any aspect of Venus making to Jupiter or any planet in Taurus is called with reception. And that has I hear you. We chat more effectively.
We see eye to eye.
And Venus and Jupiter are the two benefics, right? Venus is about love, beauty, and connections. And Jupiter is about expansion and growth and hope and positivity. So, you know, what is too much, right? Because when we get into a square with the two benefics, they want to overgive possibly. Like, here, let's do this. Let's get this. Let's anticipate this. Let's have this connection together because we're so good together, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, where is the point of enough, right? Which when I was writing this, and it wasn't a song that came on, it was a thought I had that I have, my wallet, which is very sparse. You know, my new wallet from Mexico that is made by the artisans there. It's very sparse. It doesn't have much in it. Because who carries cash around anyway anymore?
Yeah.
But what keeps falling out is this little fortune cookie, you know,
paper.
Yeah. And I thought, oh my God, there's something in my wallet that reminds me of this. And I got it out, and this is what it says. He who knows that enough is enough will always have enough.
Mm.
And that was
important. Because otherwise it's that hedonic treadmill that we're just walking and we're like just collecting until the point where it's just, it is too much. But because we've conditioned ourselves to wanting more and more and more, that's all
right
where we travel to. So very interesting. Yeah. That's a good Chinese parable, I guess, or fortune cookie.
It's a good fortune reminder. Cookie writing.
Yeah.
Right. It's a good reminder that, you know, we don't need too much and then go on the opposite scale of too lack, right? It's like, hey, enough is enough, right?
We can be satiated at many different levels, but we're kind of the ones that decide that.
Especially when we're talking about these two benefics in a square, it's about moderation. You know, it's about it's like, you know, hey, I want this.
Valuing what you have.
You know, I want to buy this thing. And it's like, well, why would I buy that when I can have that bigger thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then what happens? You get the credit card, you know, months later and you're like, oh, well, you know what? That other thing was just enough. I didn't need to buy the bigger watermelon or the, you know, the bigger two of these things or, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, that's how we end the week.
So shall we move into talisman times where you have just finished up Monday, June 5th to increase good spirit.
My values, hopes, and wishes expand as I engage in humanitarian. My values, hopes, and wishes expand as I engage in humanitarian efforts. We all are elevated.
Mm-hmm.
This one was done already early on Monday morning, June 5th, which is the moon is making a really nice trine aspect to Jupiter in the 11th house of good spirit. The 11th house is good spirit with Jupiter in there. So this is a humanitarian efforts and you know,
and also it is the talisman of the month, so you get an added discount as well as an additional shipping credit for free shipping. So let's move into the upcoming talisman times. The first is Tuesday, June 6th, to gain spiritual protection.
I have the power to repel any and all negative energies coming my way. I really never know about them at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the moon in Capricorn sitting on the midheaven. So it's the highest protection. It's up high in the you know, midheaven is the sky, the 12 o'clock noon spot. And it's conjunct the fixed star Vega. And Vega is the vault. We see Vega in the night sky. It's part of the constellation, the vulture. And the vulture is the one of the protection, the maternal protection planet, right? And think about any animal of that maternal, you know, they will protect their babies.
Mm-hmm.
Just reminds me of what my brother did. You know, my mom, well, we didn't tell my mom, but she had a raccoon mom with about four babies in her window well.
Oh.
And so my brother at night, I saw him come over with a big, you know, 2x4 board and put it into the, cause he was trying to do it in a humanitarian way versus what my nephews want to do is get the guns out.
Right. Oh, no.
And he wanted the mom to maybe carry the babies up and out of the window well. And sure enough, they did.
Oh, good.
But when he put the board in, the raccoon mother jumped out at him. He didn't get him, but that's how protective, you know, we are over our babies. Anyway, the idea here is Vega is the vulture, will protect babies. And that's why this is a spiritual protection.
Mm-hmm. Friday, June 9th is the next upcoming talisman to widen and broaden my social network.
Whether professional or personal, my efforts perform well by engaging many interested people into my ever-growing group. We have fun. The sun is in Gemini, so everybody is interested and chatty and interested, and their ears are wide open. Their mind is opened. We got the moon in Pisces making a really nice sextile to Jupiter with mutual reception. And mutual reception is when one planet is in one sign where the other aspect is that planet is in the other sign. So it's like, you know, it's kind of the crisscross.
It's right? Like the house swapping.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. House or domicile swapping. So that's why this works out. They're both listening to each other and sharing in very much supportive way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's our talisman times for the week and upcoming ones. So let's move on to the horizon, where we have, I guess we'll say, three major things to discuss. The first one is the June forecast. This is the astrology forecast that you and Susan do on Patreon, as well as the cheat sheet PDF for June. So you can jump over there, head and grab your free Big Dipper trial. That's where you're going to be able to access all of this great information on a monthly basis, where Sandy and Susan will give you all of the dates, all of the details, as well as a downloadable PDF, printable PDF too, if you need. And also, there's a really special option of, during these forecasts, when you come up and join us live in the Big Dipper trial or higher, you can ask personal questions. You can delve into your own chart. Sandy and Susan pick one chart to really delve into in the last 15 minutes of the forecast. So go ahead, head over to patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. August 13th, we have a new talisman workshop that we're announcing for the first time ever here right now. That is the Venus Starpoint in Leo talisman workshop with a very special guest, Ariel Gutman. Tell us all more about this workshop.
So Ariel Gutman is a professional astrologer that did intensive work. She is the main astrologer that has studied the Venus star point. In fact, she is the one that wrote the book 30 some years ago over the Venus star point and what that represents as the five-pointed star. She is the developer of this, and she wrote the book. She has the classes. I went into her advanced class and became a practitioner. And she's the one I went to Greece and got, and she
handed you your diploma. That's, I mean, like, that is like the longest graduation march ever.
We should put that picture back on, but Ariel's wonderfully, I asked her to show up, and she's going to talk about this particular 20 degree Leo star point. It's the first time we've been at this degree in Leo. And she'll talk about how it affects us as a whole, as the world, and then us individually. And of course, I'll be doing a lot of that personal work that you'll get in your inbox a day or two in advance. And I will hand make you a pair of earrings. And we're picking those out now. The canes will probably be a flower, maybe a rose. Pattern. But also I wanted to maybe just add here, because, you know, if you know Ariel Gutman, she and I are doing a Venus star point retreat in Greece in 2024, September of 2024. It's not on the website yet, but we could add it at some point. Maybe prior to the Venus star point thing. So, because this is where Ariel's coming. It'll be me and Ariel doing the 7-day retreat of Venus Star Point. So it'll be very cool. Integrative in Greece.
And also, but this August 13th Talisman Workshop will be a wonderful precursor for anyone who's maybe interested in learning a little bit more about the Venus Star Point. This is open to beginners, to advanced, because basically the main point of this workshop is to create a talisman of your own that you can wear. You can wear it. And we like the earrings, especially when it comes to Venus, because it's about that reflection. So when we see ourselves in that mirror, we're really able to see the value, see the intention that we put in, and be reminded internally about, you know, that focus and that value.
And so, and we didn't make talismans as earrings. This is really the only option.
Yeah.
Any time we have earrings is during the Venus Star Point, which mm-hmm. happens once every 9 months.
Yep. So moving on to our 2023 Greece retreat that is coming up here in the next 3 months. That's September 7th through the 14th. I'm going to include the link in the retreat page so you can get all of the information on what we're planning, what we're doing, more logistical things of when to book your flight in. So we're so excited. It's filling up more and more, and there's only some limited spots. So make sure to book your retreat call with Sandy. It's free, 15-minute discussion. You can ask questions. She can take a look at your chart and see if this retreat is going to be a good fit for you this year. So yes, we would love to have you click that link and sign up. And let's move into our house where you and I are chatting about old friends and new friends.
Well, so I'm in Cincinnati, you know, visiting with my mom. And at this point, we're not in emergency space with my mom. She's healed. She's walking. She's out going to the grocery store right now and to the bank.
Wow. By herself.
Oh yeah. By herself now. She does all this.
Okay.
Yesterday she had her nails and her hair. She went by herself. So we're just in visit mode now. Mm-hmm. But so that means I can spend more time. And so I went to my girlfriend, my high school best friend's house to visit her the other night. And oh my gosh, it was just like, I mean, we were best friends. I mean, she taught me a lot of good stuff. She taught me a lot of cray cray stuff.
Troublemaking stuff.
Well, you know, 15, 16, yeah. 17, 18, 19 year old age. And we keep in touch every once in a while, but I probably haven't seen her for about 5 years. And it was just like kind of going backwards. Mm-hmm. And but I'm seeing her next week as well. And we're doing more and more. If I'm spending more time in Cincinnati, we're going to be spending more time. And she's a professional Enneagram practitioner, and she works with major corporations with mm-hmm. So there's some synergetic movement that we will be doing some work possibly together.
Oh, cool.
Introducing. You know, because she's on the east side of town. I grew up on the west side of town. It's completely, there is a line going through Cincinnati on the laborer side. You know, my dad being a bricklayer, this is the German side. And Denny grew up on the other side. So just, and the other thing was so funny. She goes, oh my God, I got to tell you this. She goes, I got invited to somebody's 60 something year old birthday party. And I'm like, that is odd. Why would I have been invited there? She hasn't seen these ladies in we will have our 50th reunion next year. Uh-huh. Because we graduated in 1974. But she said, for some reason, I got invited to somebody's 67th birthday.
Huh.
She goes, and it was an overnight. She goes, what? She goes, weirdly, I went, and I haven't seen these ladies in 50 something years. And she said, remember, and she went over the, and I doubt anybody is listening here, but she went over the names. And I was like, yeah, I remember them. But, you know, and she's like, they're super cool.
That's awesome.
Remember when we thought they were nerdy? They're super, super amazing. I love them.
Oh, so that's cool.
I'm going to reach out to them and say, hey, Sandy Langenbrunner's in town.
Yeah.
Maybe get together. She goes, oh my God, I can't get enough of them. So it's so
cool
to see what we thought was, you know, and where development is, you know, maturity, right?
Right. It's so hard to like judge someone's character when they're that young and going through all those different changes. Absolutely.
So we were laughing. She would name somebody and then say something. And she was like, I love them. Right. So again, cool. What we first perceive needs to be left back in high school.
Right? Absolutely.
So what's your story?
Well, my boyfriend and I, he just joined a volleyball social club and
volleyball, right?
Sand volleyball. Yep. Right here on the beach. So we ride our bikes over. But it was the first game. So we were meeting everyone. And so I, you know, kind of in contrast to your old friends that you were discussing, I'm like, well, I actually just made some new friends. And it was really wonderful because we knew one person that kind of made the connection for everyone else. But it was really great because everyone had a really wonderful, warm, friendly, welcoming personality that it almost felt like, wait, I can't believe I've never met these people before. And I can't believe that this is the first time that we're meeting and we're having some amazing fun together, even though we didn't. Our team did not win, but it was a close game. And it was great because we were right there on the beach. You could see the skyline. The sun was setting. Then we moved over to this little, it's called The Dock. It's a little restaurant right on the beach that has all open and kind of those like string lights around, and they had a live band. And so it was a really wonderful, wonderful night and a great kickoff to the summer. We also heard from a few of the people. They're all very active, which is wonderful. And this is going to be a very active summer for me and my boyfriend, because he had been recovering from back surgery last year and last summer. So they were telling us about, there is every Friday, it's called the Friday Float. And it's just down the street from us, but everyone gets their floaty. So it's like everyone gets their floaty and a mug. They bring a floaty and a mug, and it's at 7 a.m. every Friday. They have big carafes, like tons of them. And we're talking like hundreds of people. You fill up your coffee mug and you jump into Lake Michigan with your floaty.
What?
And everyone just has their coffee swimming with their floaty in Lake Michigan at 7 a.m. And it started off small, and now there's hundreds of people that go. And
like
the reason,
floaty, like one of those chairs that you blow up that has the little mug holder in it.
It could be that one, or it could be the one that goes around your waist, like an inner tube. But yeah, a lot of people bring like the very extra versions of those floaties. They'll bring like, you know, a pineapple, or they'll bring a flamingo or a unicorn, or, you know, so it's, I didn't know about this and I'm kind of shocked that I didn't, but, apparently like if you're commuting to work and you're going by this area, you just see a bunch of people with their floaties and mugs in hand and you're like, where are they going?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
For just a couple hours, just to,
and then we've also found out about an open mic night that happens just a couple miles away that I'm thinking about signing up for, and just
you should.
You know,
again, Venus and Leo till October, sign up for fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's totally happening. So yeah, that's the new friends contrast I wanted to share.
Well, now I have, you brought up you just said something that, you know, I'm reading, oh my gosh, I'm in my horary class, advanced horary class. We're going over William Lilly's The Christian Astrology and his horary. And I just learned something new. I have a question for you. What fruit in the 1700s needed. It was so highly, it was only for the wealthy. It was only for the wealthy. It was only for the rich. Literally, this fruit had its own guard, had its own guardship.
A person
guarded this so that people would not steal this piece, this fruit. What fruit was it?
I'm going to let people think on the podcast, but I know the answer, and it is pineapple.
How did you know that?
It's so it was one of the most highly sought after fruit. And because like trades and, you know, like it was so perishable too, that it wasn't quickly transported from the places that you could have pineapple trees or pineapple fruits. I don't know. Yeah. Those like little mini trees, I guess. Canes. but yeah, that's actually why you see like in a lot of like either like castles or mansions, they have like a sculpture of a pineapple, because it was just so luxurious and so it was so expensive that it would be like paying, I don't know, for one fruit, it would be like the equivalent of like $1,000 today.
I just learned this. Well, thank you. I mean, thank you for sharing more about that. So, oh, there you go. Pineapple.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, fun fact of the day, but I think that's a wrap on our episode today. Thank you everybody for listening in. Remember, email me alex@intentionmeads.com. If you have any feedback, if you have any questions, we would love to answer them here on the podcast. So until then, remember, give us those 5-star reviews that we love wherever you listen to this podcast. And we will see you all next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.